Torah portion 14, Va'era, Exodus 6, verse 2 through chapter 9, verse 35.
God spoke further to Moses and said to him, I am Yahweh, and I appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as God Almighty, but by my name, Yahweh, I was not known to them. And I also established my covenant with them, to give them the land of Canaan, the land in which they sojourned. Furthermore, I have heard the groaning of the sons of Israel because the Egyptians are holding them in slavery, and I have remembered my covenant. Say, therefore, to the sons of Israel, I am Yahweh, and I will bring you out from under the hard labors of the Egyptians, and I will deliver you from their slavery. I will also redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. Then I will take you for my people, and I will be your God, and you shall know that I am Yahweh your God, who brought you out from under the hard labors of the Egyptians. And I will bring you to the land which I swore to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, and I will give it to you for a possession, I am Yahweh. So Moses spoke thus to the sons of Israel, but they did not listen to Moses on account of their weakness of spirit and hard slavery. Now Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Come, tell Pharaoh king of Egypt to let the sons of Israel go out of his land. But Moses spoke before Yahweh, saying, Behold, the sons of Israel have not listened to me. How then will Pharaoh listen to me, for I am of uncircumcised lips? Then Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron, and gave them a command for the sons of Israel and for Pharaoh king of Egypt, to bring the sons of Israel out of the land of Egypt. These are the heads of their fathers' households. The sons of Reuben, Israel's firstborn, Hanok and Pallu, Hezron and Carmi, these are the families of Reuben. The sons of Simeon, Jemuel and Jamin and Ohad and Jachin and Zohar and Shal the son of a Canaanite woman, these are the families of Simeon. These are the names of the sons of Levi according to their generations, Gershon and Kohath and Merari, and the years of Levi's life were 137 years. The sons of Gershon, Libni and Shirmei, according to their families. The sons of Kohath, Amram and Izhar and Hebron and Uzziel, and the years of Kohath's life were 133 years. The sons of Merari, Mali and Mushi. These are the families of the Levites according to their generations. And Amram took his father's sister Jochebed as a wife, and she bore him Aaron and Moses, and the years of Amram's life were 137 years. The sons of Izhar, Korah and Nepheg and Zikri. The sons of Uzziel, Mishael and Elzaphan and Sithri. And Aaron took Elisheba, the daughter of Amminadab, the sister of Nashon, as a wife, and she bore him Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar. The sons of Korah, Assur and Elkanah and Abiasaph, these are the families of the Korahites. And Aaron's son Eleazar took one of the daughters of Putiel as a wife, and she bore him Phinehas. These are the heads of the fathers' households of the Levites according to their families. It was the same Aaron and Moses to whom Yahweh said, Bring out the sons of Israel from the land of Egypt according to their hosts. They were the ones who spoke to Pharaoh king of Egypt to bring out the sons of Israel from Egypt. It was the same Moses and Aaron. Now it happened on the day when Yahweh spoke to Moses in the land of Egypt, that Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, I am Yahweh, speak to Pharaoh king of Egypt all that I am speaking to you. But Moses said before Yahweh, Behold, I am of uncircumcised lips, how then will Pharaoh listen to me? Then Yahweh said to Moses, See, I set you as God to Pharaoh, and your brother Aaron shall be your prophet. You shall speak all that I command you, and your brother Aaron shall speak to Pharaoh that he let the sons of Israel go out of his land. But I will harden Pharaoh's heart with stiffness that I may multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt. But Pharaoh will not listen to you. And I will set my hand upon Egypt and bring out my hosts, my people the sons of Israel, from the land of Egypt by great judgments. Then the Egyptians shall know that I am Yahweh, when I stretch out my hand against Egypt and bring out the sons of Israel from their midst. So Moses and Aaron did it, as Yahweh commanded them, thus they did. Now Moses was 80 years old and Aaron 83 years old, when they spoke to Pharaoh. And Yahweh spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, When Pharaoh speaks to you, saying, Work a miraculous wonder, then you shall say to Aaron, Take your staff and throw it down before Pharaoh, that it may become a serpent. So Moses and Aaron came to Pharaoh, and thus they did just as Yahweh had commanded, and Aaron threw his staff down before Pharaoh and his servants, and it became a serpent. Then Pharaoh also called for the wise men and the sorcerers, and they also, the magicians of Egypt, did the same with their secret arts. And each one threw down his staff, and they became serpents. But Aaron's staff swallowed up their staffs. Yet Pharaoh's heart was hardened with strength, and he did not listen to them, as Yahweh had spoken. Then Yahweh said to Moses, Pharaoh's heart is hard with firmness, he refuses to let the people go. Go to Pharaoh in the morning as he is going out to the water, and station yourself to meet him on the bank of the Nile, and you shall take in your hand the staff that was turned into a serpent. And you shall say to him, Yahweh, the God of the Hebrews, sent me to you, saying, Let my people go, that they may serve me in the wilderness. But behold, you have not listened until now. Thus says Yahweh, By this you shall know that I am Yahweh. Behold, I am about to strike the water that is in the Nile with the staff that is in my hand, and it will be turned to blood. And the fish that are in the Nile will die, and the Nile will become foul, and the Egyptians will be weary of drinking water from the Nile. Then Yahweh said to Moses, Say to Aaron, Take your staff and stretch out your hand over the waters of Egypt, over their rivers, over their streams, and over their pools, and over all their reservoirs of water, that they may become blood, and there will be blood throughout all the land of Egypt, both in vessels of wood and in vessels of stone. So Moses and Aaron did thus, as Yahweh had commanded. And he raised up the staff and struck the water that was in the Nile, in the sight of Pharaoh and in the sight of his servants, and all the water that was in the Nile was turned to blood. And the fish that were in the Nile died, and the Nile became foul, so that the Egyptians could not drink water from the Nile. And the blood was through all the land of Egypt. Yet the magicians of Egypt did the same with their secret arts, and Pharaoh's heart was hardened with strength, and he did not listen to them, as Yahweh had spoken. Then Pharaoh turned and went into his house, and he did not set his heart even on this. So all the Egyptians dug around the Nile for water to drink, for they could not drink of the water of the Nile. And 7 full days passed after Yahweh had struck the Nile. Then Yahweh said to Moses, Come to Pharaoh and say to him, Thus says Yahweh, Let my people go, that they may serve me. But if you refuse to let them go, behold, I will smite your whole territory with frogs. And the Nile will swarm with frogs, and they will go up and come into your house and into your bedroom and on your bed and into the houses of your servants and on your people and into your ovens and into your kneading bowls. So the frogs will come up on you and on your people and on all your servants. Then Yahweh said to Moses, Say to Aaron, Stretch out your hand with your staff over the rivers, over the streams, and over the pools, and cause the frogs to come up on the land of Egypt. So Aaron stretched out his hand over the waters of Egypt, and the frogs came up and covered the land of Egypt. And the magicians did the same with their secret arts, they caused the frogs to come up on the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, Entreat Yahweh that he may cause the frogs to depart from me and from my people, and I will let the people go, that they may sacrifice to Yahweh. And Moses said to Pharaoh, May the honor be yours to tell me, when shall I entreat for you and for your servants and for your people, that the frogs be cut off from you and your houses, that they may remain only in the Nile? Then he said, Tomorrow. So he said, May it be according to your word, that you may know that there is no one like Yahweh our God. And the frogs will depart from you and your houses and your servants and your people, they will remain only in the Nile. Then Moses and Aaron went out from Pharaoh, and Moses cried out to Yahweh concerning the frogs which he had set upon Pharaoh. So Yahweh did according to the word of Moses, and the frogs died out of the houses, the courts, and the fields. So they piled them in heaps, and the land became foul. Then Pharaoh saw that there was relief, and he hardened his heart with firmness and did not listen to them, as Yahweh had spoken. Then Yahweh said to Moses, Say to Aaron, Stretch out your staff and strike the dust of the earth, that it may become gnats through all the land of Egypt. And they did so, and Aaron stretched out his hand with his staff and struck the dust of the earth, and there were gnats on man and beast. All the dust of the earth became gnats through all the land of Egypt. Then the magicians did the same with their secret arts in order to bring forth gnats, but they could not, so there were gnats on man and beast. And the magician said to Pharaoh, "This is the finger of God." But Pharaoh's heart was hardened with strength, and he did not listen to them, as Yahweh had spoken. And Yahweh said to Moses, "Rise early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh as he comes out to the water, and you shall say to him, 'Thus says Yahweh, let my people go, that they may serve me. For if you do not let my people go, behold, I will send swarms of flies on you and on your servants and on your people and into your houses, and the houses of the Egyptians will be full of swarms of flies, and also the ground on which they stand. But on that day I will make a distinction for the land of Goshen, where my people are living, so that no swarms of flies will be there, that you may know that I, Yahweh, am in the midst of the land. And I will put a division between my people and your people. Tomorrow this sign will happen." Then Yahweh did so. And there came heavy swarms of flies into the house of Pharaoh and the houses of his servants, and the land was laid waste because of the swarms of flies in all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, "Go, sacrifice to your God within the land." But Moses said, "It is not right to do so, for we will sacrifice to Yahweh our God what is an abomination to the Egyptians. If we sacrifice what is an abomination to the Egyptians before their eyes, will they not then stone us? We must go a 3 days' journey into the wilderness and sacrifice to Yahweh our God as he says to us." And Pharaoh said, "I will let you go, that you may sacrifice to Yahweh your God in the wilderness, only you shall not go very far away. Entreat for me." Then Moses said, "Behold, I am going out from you, and I shall entreat Yahweh that the swarms of flies may depart from Pharaoh, from his servants, and from his people tomorrow, only may Pharaoh not deal deceitfully again in not letting the people go to sacrifice to Yahweh." So Moses went out from Pharaoh and entreated Yahweh. And Yahweh did according to the word of Moses, and caused the swarms of flies to depart from Pharaoh, from his servants, and from his people, not one remained. Then Pharaoh hardened his heart with firmness this time also, and he did not let the people go. Then Yahweh said to Moses, "Come to Pharaoh and speak to him, 'Thus says Yahweh, the God of the Hebrews, let my people go, that they may serve me. For if you refuse to let them go and continue to hold them, behold, the hand of Yahweh will come with a very heavy pestilence on your livestock which are in the field, on the horses, on the donkeys, on the camels, on the herds, and on the flocks. But Yahweh will make a distinction between the livestock of Israel and the livestock of Egypt, so that nothing will die of all that belongs to the sons of Israel." Yahweh also set a definite time, saying, "Tomorrow Yahweh will do this thing in the land." So Yahweh did this thing on the next day, and all the livestock of Egypt died, but of the livestock of the sons of Israel, not one died. And Pharaoh sent, and behold, there was not even one of the livestock of Israel dead. But the heart of Pharaoh was hardened with firmness, and he did not let the people go. Then Yahweh said to Moses and Aaron, "Take for yourselves handfuls of soot from a kiln, and let Moses toss it toward the sky in the sight of Pharaoh. And it will become fine dust over all the land of Egypt, and it will become boils breaking out with sores on man and beast through all the land of Egypt." So they took the soot from the kiln and stood before Pharaoh, and Moses tossed it toward the sky, and it became boils breaking out with sores on man and beast. And the magicians could not stand before Moses because of the boils, for the boils were on the magicians as well as on all the Egyptians. And Yahweh hardened Pharaoh's heart with strength, and he did not listen to them, just as Yahweh had spoken to Moses. And Yahweh said to Moses, "Rise up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh, and you shall say to him, 'Thus says Yahweh, the God of the Hebrews, let my people go, that they may serve me. For this time I will send all my plagues against your heart and amongst your servants and your people, so that you may know that there is no one like me in all the earth. For if by now I had sent forth my hand and struck you and your people with pestilence, you would then have been wiped out from the earth. But, indeed, for this reason I have caused you to stand, in order to show you my power and in order to recount my name through all the earth. Still you exalt yourself against my people by not letting them go. Behold, about this time tomorrow, I will rain down very heavy hail, such as has not been seen in Egypt from the day it was founded until now. So now, send, bring your livestock and whatever you have in the field to safety. Every man and beast that is found in the field and is not brought home, the hail will come down on them, and they will die. The one among the servants of Pharaoh who feared the word of Yahweh made his servants and his livestock flee into the houses, but he who did not consider in his heart the word of Yahweh left his servants and his livestock in the field. Now Yahweh said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand toward the sky, that there may be hail on all the land of Egypt, on man and on beast and on every plant of the field, throughout the land of Egypt." So Moses stretched out his staff toward the sky, and Yahweh gave forth thunder and hail, and fire went down to the earth. And Yahweh rained down hail on the land of Egypt. So there was hail, and fire flashing continually in the midst of the hail, very heavy, such as had not been in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation. And the hail struck all that was in the field through all the land of Egypt, from man to beast. The hail also struck every plant of the field and shattered every tree of the field. Only in the land of Goshen, where the sons of Israel were, there was no hail. Then Pharaoh sent and called for Moses and Aaron and said to them, "I have sinned this time. Yahweh is the righteous one, and I and my people are the wicked ones. Entreat Yahweh, for God's thunder and hail are too much, and I will let you go, and you shall stay no longer." And Moses said to him, "As soon as I go out of the city, I will spread out my hands to Yahweh. The thunder will cease, and there will be hail no longer, that you may know that the earth is Yahweh's. But as for you and your servants, I know that you do not yet fear Yahweh God." Now the flax and the barley were struck down, for the barley was in the ear and the flax was in bud. But the wheat and the spelt were not struck down, for they are late ripening. And Moses went out of the city from Pharaoh and spread out his hands to Yahweh, and the thunder and the hail ceased, and rain no longer poured on the earth. But Pharaoh saw that the rain and the hail and the thunder had ceased. So he sinned again and hardened his heart with firmness, he and his servants. And Pharaoh's heart was hardened with strength, and he did not let the sons of Israel go, just as Yahweh had spoken by the hand of Moses.
Haftorah portion, Prophet Ezekiel, chapter 28, verse 25 through 29, verse 21. Israel regathered. Thus says Lord Yahweh, "When I gather the house of Israel from the peoples among whom they are scattered, and will manifest my holiness in them in the sight of the nations, then they will live in their land which I gave to my servant Jacob. They will live in it securely, and they will build houses, plant vineyards, and live securely when I execute judgments upon all who scorn them all around them. They will know that I am Yahweh, their God." Prophesy against Egypt. In the 10th year, in the 10th month, on the 12th of the month, the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, "Son of man, set your face against Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and prophesy against him and against all Egypt. Speak and say, thus says Lord Yahweh, behold, I am against you, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, the great monster that lies in the midst of his canals of the Nile, that has said, 'My Nile is mine, and I myself have made it.' I will put hooks in your jaws, and make the fish of your canals of the Nile cling to your scales. And I will bring you up out of the midst of your canals of the Nile, and all the fish of your canals of the Nile will cling to your scales. I will abandon you to the wilderness, you and all the fish of your canals of the Nile. You will fall on the open field. You will not be brought together or gathered. I have given you for food to the beast of the earth and to the birds of the sky. Then all the inhabitants of Egypt will know that I am Yahweh, because they have been only a staff made of reed to the house of Israel. When they seized you with the hand, you tore and split open all their shoulders. And when they leaned on you, you broke and made all their loins quake. Therefore, thus says Lord Yahweh, behold, I will bring upon you a sword, and I will cut off from you man and beast. The land of Egypt will become a desolation and waste, when they will know that I am Yahweh. Because you said, 'The Nile is mine, and I have made it.' Therefore, behold, I am against you and against your canals of the Nile, and I will make the land of Egypt an utter waste and desolation. from Migdol to Syene, and even to the border of Ethiopia. A man's foot will not pass through it, and the foot of a beast will not pass through it, and it will not be inhabited for 40 years. So I will make the land of Egypt a desolation in the midst of desolated lands, and her cities in the midst of cities that are laid waste will be desolate 40 years. And I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations, and disperse them among the lands. For thus says Lord Yahweh, at the end of 40 years I will gather the Egyptians from the peoples among whom they were scattered. I will return the fortunes of Egypt, and make them return to the land of Pathros, to the land of their origin, and there there will be a lowly kingdom. It will be the lowest of the kingdoms, and it will never again lift itself up above the nations. And I will make them so small that they will not have dominion over the nations. And it will never again be the security of the house of Israel, bringing to remembrance the iniquity of having turned to go after Egypt. Then they will know that I am Lord Yahweh. Now in the 27th year, in the first month, on the first of the month, the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, made his military force labor hard against Tyre. Every head was made bald, and every shoulder was rubbed bare. But he and his military force had no wages from Tyre for the labor that he had labored against it. Therefore thus says Lord Yahweh, Behold, I will give the land of Egypt to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and he will carry off her abundance and capture her spoil and seize her plunder, and it will be wages for his military force. I have given him the land of Egypt for his work which he labored, because they acted for me, declares Lord Yahweh. On that day I will make a horn sprout for the house of Israel, and I will open your mouth in their midst. Then they will know that I am Yahweh. Berit HaRashah, portion, 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, 1 through 12. The man of lawlessness. Now we ask you, brothers and sisters, concerning the coming of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah, and our gathering together to him, not to get shaken out of your mind or disturbed, either by a spirit or by a word or a letter, as if through us, as though the day of the Lord has come. Let no one deceive you in any way, for the day will not come unless the rebellion comes first, and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the one destined to be destroyed. He opposes and exalts himself above every so-called God or object of worship, so that he sits in the temple of God, proclaiming himself that he is God. Don't you remember that when I was still with you, I was telling you these things? And you know what now holds back, for him to be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already operating, only there is one who holds back just now, until he is taken out of the way. Then the lawless one will be revealed. The Lord Yeshua will slay him with the breath of his mouth, and wipe him out with the appearance of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is connected to the activity of Satan, with all power and signs and false wonders, and with every kind of wicked deception towards those who are perishing. They perish because they did not accept the love of the truth so as to be saved. For this reason, God sends them a delusional force to lead them to believe what is false, so that they may be judged, and those who did not believe the truth, but delighted in wickedness.